Nahum chapter 3. Woe to the bloody city! It is all full of lies and robbery. The prey does not depart. The noise of a whip and the noise of the rattling of the wheels and the prancing horses and the jumping chariots. The horseman lifts up both the bright sword and the glittering spear, and there is a multitude of slain and a great number of carcasses, and there's no end of their corpses. They stumble on their corpses. Because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcrafts that sells nations through her whoredoms and families through her witchcrafts, understand this, I am against you, says Yahweh of hosts, and I will uncover your skirts upon your face, and I will show the nations your nakedness and the kingdoms your shame. And I will cast abominable filth upon you and make you vile, and will set you like a gazing stock for all to see. And it will come to pass that all that will look upon you will run from you and say, Nineveh is laid waste. Who will bemoan her? From where will I seek comforters for you? Are you better than populous? No. That was situated amongst the rivers that had the waters round about, whose rampart was the sea and her wall was from the sea. Ethiopia and Egypt were her strength, and it was infinite. Put and Lubim were their helpers, yet she was carried away. She went into captivity. Her young children also were dashed in pieces at the top of all the streets, and they cast lots for her honorable men, and all her great men were bound in chains. You will also be drunk. You will be hidden. You will also seek strength because of the enemy. All of your strongholds, like fig trees with the first ripe figs, if they are shaken, they will even fall into the mouth of the eater. Understand, your people in the midst of you are women. The gates of your land will be set wide open to your enemies. The fire will devour your bowers. Draw you waters for the siege. Fortify your strongholds. Go to clay and tread the mortar. Make strong the brick kiln. There will the fire devour you. The sword will cut you off. It'll eat you up like the cankerworm. Make yourself many as the cankerworm. Make yourself many as the locusts. You've multiplied your merchants above the stars of heaven. The cankerworm spoils and flees away. Your crowned are like the locusts, and your captains like the great grasshoppers, which camp in the hedges in the cold day. But when the sun rises, they run away, and their place is not known where they are. Your shepherds slumber, O king of Assyria. Your nobles will dwell in the dust. Your people is scattered on the mountains, and no man gathers. There is no healing of your bruise. Your wound is grievous. All who hear the report of you will clap the hands for you, over you, for upon whom has not your wickedness passed continually? End of chapter.